Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shkalim. We mentioned in Mishnah Gimel that we don't collect a mashkon from women, children, or slaves because if they don't give them a machzir shekel, because they aren't obligated to do so. Right. So our Mishnah, Mishnah Hey, tells us that if they did give, we accept it. Afal pi she'amru. Even though we said previously, we don't collect the mashkon from these people because they're not obligated to give. We accept it, and as we mentioned earlier, we accept it as a donation to the tzibur. It's not a normal machzah shekel, which is a person's share, right, in the karbonos tzibur, because since these people, these individuals are not chayav to give machzah shekel, they don't have that share. They're not obligated to have that share, and therefore it's inappropriate for their money to be considered their share of somebody who's not in that chiyuv. However, they are considered a donation to the group, to the tzibur. Whereas, on the other hand, hanachri, a non-Jew, v'akuti, now the kutim, side point, the kutim we've mentioned before, the kutim are foreigners who were brought to Israel by the king of Ashur during the time of the first Golos, and our Tana considers them to be non-Jews. Their halachic status is a little bit complicated. We've talked about it in other contexts. For our Mishnah, they are considered to be non-Jews. So a Nachri, a non-Jew, and a Kuti, also basically a non-Jew, Shesh Shaklu, if they give Shekalim, Ein Mikalim Yadam, we don't accept it. They cannot give a Machzah Shekel. Similarly, says the Mishnah, we also don't accept these things from a non-Jew. Kine zavin v'kine zavos, bird karbanos for a zav or a zava, a person who has the status of a zav or a zava and wants to become tahor. V'kine yoldos, the karbanos that one gives when one has a baby. V'chataos v'ashamos, or sin offerings, basically, karbanos that one brings when one sins. We don't accept these from non-Jews or from kutim. Aval nedarim v'nedavos mikablam mehem. But donations, right, if they give karbanos that are not that are voluntary, they are allowed to do that, and we accept it, and we bring it in the Beis HaMikdash. Ze haklal, this is the general rule, says the Mishnah. Kol shenidar v'nidav mikablam miyadan. Anything that can be given as a voluntary offering, in other words, it is completely voluntary with no obligation involved to everybody, so then they can also give, the non-Jews can also give. Kol she'ein nidar v'nidav, however, anything that is not completely voluntary, ein mikabel miyadam, we cannot accept it from them. And that includes all karbanos tzibur, which also therefore includes the shkalim, because the shkalim pay for the karbanos tzibur. And our Mishnah brings as a proof, V'cheinu meforash al yedei Ezra, and so we see in the Navi, in the Ksuvim, in Sefer Ezra, where Ezra says, Shine Emar, where Ezra says to the Kutim who wanted to help build the Beis HaMikdash, the second Beis HaMikdash, Lo lachem v'lanu livnos es Beis Elokeinu. It is not, building the Beis HaMikdash is not for us and you. It's only for B'nai Yisrael. This is something that the non-Jews cannot have a portion in. This is just between us and God. It's an obligation upon us to build a Beis HaMikdash for God, and therefore the non-Jews can't participate in it. So too, it's our obligation to bring Karbanos Tzibur, and it cannot be, there cannot be participation of non-Jews. Now that is different, right, of course, than Jews who are not obligated, right? We said, for example, we said women are not obligated to give, and if they give, it they can't be given as their share, but it can be given. We're happy to have women accept, give money into this fund for Karbanos Tzibur, because the women are absolutely part of the Tzibur. And it is appropriate for us to take money from women to go to Karbanos of Hashem. That is not true for non-Jews. Non-Jews are completely not involved in this way, and it is inappropriate for them to be involved in the Karbanos that B'nai Yisrael are obligated to bring to God.